the Rebbe Kiva. According to Rebbe Kiva, any time you ask for a shvua, you always mean even a mashu. The Yomar Rebbe Kiva holds, Adam oisar atzmei b'cholshum. When you say l'moshla, make a shvua, I'm not going to eat this bread. So you don't only mean to ask for, I can't eat the kezayis shabai. Rebbe Kiva swear is no. Even a mashu, the little part of that bread, also you're not allowed to eat. So according to Rebbe Kiva, it's also good. If you make a shvua, you're not going to eat a nevela, the shvua is chal. Because midiraisa, a chatzi zayis, you are allowed to eat. Now, because of your shvua, you're not allowed to eat a chatzi zayis. So that's what Rish Lakish answered. Now, the question is, if according to Rish Lakish, it's also midirabonin, so vaita yamushva midirabonin, you're not allowed to eat this nevelo. So why is the shvua chal? As you're telling me now, Rish Lakish holds that chatzishir is also midirabonin, so since it's also a kopen midirabonin, so lachur the shvua should not be chal either. Because you're usher anyway. So tomorrow, no, v'chitayim, maybe you'll tell me, kivon diyislehetim in atayro, since midiraisa, you are allowed to eat a chatzi zayis of iser. A chatzi zayis of nevel is mutim in atayro, according to Rish Lakish. So melom, kochal korban shvua. Therefore, I will tell you, the shvua is chal, even though true midirabonin, you're not allowed to eat this chatzi zayis of the nevela, but since midiraisa, you are allowed to eat it. So midiraisa, the shvua is chal. That now we say, because of the Shvua, you're not allowed to eat the Chatzis Zayis of the Nevela. Maybe that's a Svara. So tomorrow, Novia Tanam, we learn not like that. I'll bring you proof that when you're also Midrabonin, it's also called its Osir. And Remela, since Midrabonin, you're not allowed to eat the Chatzis Shir, there should be the Svara that the Shvua should not be Chalida. What's my Raya? The Yotanam, we learn like this. The Mishnah says in Shvuas, Shvua say this. There's a shvua that I have a right to swear, make you swear that you don't know Edis. Like if I say Reuben owes me $100. So they say, prove it. They say, sure, I know this, because my friend Shimon, he was there. He saw the way Reuben took money from me. So now Bezin tells Shimon, I want you to make Edis. Come and say this. He says, no, I don't know the Edis. So we tell you, swear that you don't know the Edis. So if he swears false, that's the case of a shvua's Edis. That you swore, no, I never saw what happened. I don't know what's going on. You swore you don't know. So we leave you alone. We don't tell you to come to Bezdin to be the Edis. But later we came out, you found false. That's a loch yichayev a korban shavua. That's called shavua sedis. Now the loch is shavua sedis, einu neheges, ela bruyin lahoyid. You have to be somebody that you could say Edis. You're a bar Edis. Now the missionary explains, by an isha it doesn't apply. Because an isha, even if she does know and she would come to Bezdin, we don't listen to her. An isha can't be an aid. So therefore it only applies to a person that has the right to say aidis. So now the person, Reuben, says, come and say aidis for me. And you say, no, I don't know. So I have a right to make you swear that you don't know. Now, v'yavinim bo, lamute mai. Like, what's the special halacha the Mishnah is saying, einan heges elabruyin lahoyin. Like, you have to come to explain something new, more than just the stam halachas. Like Rashi says, v'yavinim bo, lamute mai. That we didn't learn clearly in the Mishnahs over there. Because the Mishnah there explained in Shavuos, the Heges pa'anoshim v'loi b'noshim. The Shavuos say this only applies to men and not to ladies. Because a lady can't say this anyway in Bezdin. B'rechoikim v'loi b'kroivim. Only to a person that's not a korov to you. Because your own relatives, they're possibly this anyway. So they're not right to say this. There's no issa Shavuos this. B'ksherim v'loi b'psulim. Only if the person is a kosher aid, and not if he's a postulate. If he's postulate aidis, so we can't make you swear that you don't know aidis, because even if you do know the aidis, we don't hear the aidis from you. You're a postle. So that's what the Mishnah already said. So the question is, what is this Mishnah in Shavuos coming to include? What's the Chiddush here? That it says, Einu Nehegas Ela Bruyin Lohayid. V'avina Bo Lamute Mai, what are you excluding? What else is new? Somebody that can't say aidis? Re'a Papiro Ma Lamute Melech. It comes to exclude a king. A king, the locher is also, we're not allowed to say Edis upon a king, and a king doesn't say Edis about anybody else. It's not quite there for a king to come to say Edis. So therefore, if this person, Reuven, says, you owe me $100, so Bezin says, prove it, they say, sure, I have the king here that saw it. So either the king swears, it's not called a Shavuos Edis. Because even if he would come and say Edis, we're not Makabal as Edis. A king doesn't have a din to say Edis. So he's not the pasha of Shavuos Edis. We don't say Edis upon him, and he can't say Edis for somebody else. Somebody that gambles.
again below that he's possible mid rabbonin. So drash the mutim asacha mekibakuvia berevin to have a gazla mid rabbonin or possible yedus. Since it's called gzela mid rabbonin, it's mid raisi, not a gazla musunzi. The Gemara says for masacha mekibakuvia mid raisa mechtechazin. Now masacha mekibakuvia mid raisi is kosher to say yedus. The rabbonin uda paslu. It's only mid rabbonin that he can't say yedus. But like a chal alei shvua, and still we say his shvua is not chal. So we see, even though midiraisa, this person that gambles, is allowed to be an edus, so midiraisa lechur, if he swears that he does not know the edus, it's called an issa shvuas edus, still we say no. Since midirabonin, we don't listen to his edus, so he's called the person that can't say edus. So if he swears, I do not know the edus, and then later we came out that he does know the edus, he's part of a shvuas edus. Why? Because since midirabonin, he can't say aid, that's called he's not in the pasha. So chorabayas also, since the Chatzishir is also midirabonin, it's called it's also. So if you make a shvua now, not to the Chatzishir, l'chud the shvua should not be chal. So Rashi says, midiraisa mechtechazi, to have a gazlin, because when you gamble, you're not really stealing. I'm not taking anything away from you. It's not a gazlin midiraisa. Why? Ela shegozo miyodoi. A gazlin midiraisa means I go and grab something away from you. He went and took away the thing from the mitzri. If you grab it, take it away, that's called the ma'isik zeila. But here, when you're gambling, the people give it to you. It's only a svara that the rabbanon and the sasa, because like an asmachta. The person never really gave it to you, but that shleima, that on the side he'd lose, he meant to give it to you. He only put the money down in the pot because he thought he was going to win. But on the side he's going to lose, he never had real das to give it to you. Even though we hold the smacht as lakanyam, but I call upon him mid rabbonin, though it's also. So you only call the gazlim mid rabbonin, and still we say, if you swear now that I do not know the edis, and later we found out that you do know the edis, you're potter from the yisr shvuas edis. Why? Because you're not a person that's roy to say the edis. Even though mid yiraisa, you are roy. So we see we handle with the yisur mid rabbonin, that since mid rabbonin you can't say edis, it's considered now like mid yiraisa you can't say edis. Here also, since with the Rabbonin, you can't eat the Chatzishir, it should be considered that with the rice you can't eat the Chatzishir like, as if to say, and therefore the Shvua should not be Chal. So the Gemara answers no. Really, the Rabbonins we don't look at. With the rice, what's awesome with the Rabbonin doesn't mean anything. Really, a Chatzishir, with the rice, it's mutter. Therefore, when you make a Shvua, you're not going to eat a Chatzishir of Novela, the Shvua is Chal. But Edis is different. Shani Hossam, the Yom HaKro, Im Lo Yagid. The Torah says, why are you over this Issa Shua Seidis? Because you did not come to say Eidis. Like you swore false. You swore I did not see what happened. I can't come to Bezdin to testify. I can't say the Eidis. And then we found out you said a Sheker. You're over the Issa Shua Sheker. Why? Because you should have come. So the Torah says clearly, it's only by a person that we have a tine upon him, he should have come to Bezdin and said the Eidus, and Bezdin would have listened to him. But a person that's a Masachi Mekuvia, that's possible true, it's only Midrabonin, but Lamaisa, when he comes to Bezdin, Bezdin doesn't listen to him. So he can't be Mekayim the Pasach of him Layagid. He's not a person to say, you should have said your Eidus. Because when this person walks into Bezdin, Bezdin doesn't listen to him. Even though midiraisa, we should listen to him, but I call upon him midirabonin, our dinamar, your apostle yedis, we don't listen to you. So therefore, yes, exerts a cost of him lo yagid. The yes, the shrua sadis is only if you're swearing false, you don't know the edis, and mashenkin, if you would have known it, you should have come and Bezdin would listen to you. But if your apostle midirabonin, the Bezdin, doesn't listen to you, you're not mechlaud this isser. But then, Hanami, other places by us, by Chatzishir, since midiraisa chatzishir is muta, the shvua could be chal. Even though midirabonin, you're not allowed to eat it, so what? But midiraisa, you are allowed to. You're not called mushva v'yom mehasinahim. Therefore, the neder the shvua is chal. So that's pshat this first mishnah according to Rish Lakish. He holds the shvua is chal either on the chatzishir because a chatzishir is muta and not Torah. Even though it's also midirabonin, so what? It's only midirabonin, not midiraisa. Yeah. For the Gemara now, v'chol heicha detoni onus koris loitoni yosur. Like, what was the first kasha the Gemara started out with? The first kasha was, why does the Mishnah only say a lashon of osur? It should have said a lashon of oynis koris. So you ask him, whenever the klal is that you're osur the koris, it always says there's an oynis koris, and it doesn't always say the lashon of osur. That's why you ask the kasha, why does the Mishnah just say osur? It should have said oynis koris. For the Gemara, bring in now other cases also. Even though there's an issa koris involved, we just said a lashon of osur. V'atanya, afal pi shomru osa bekulan. Even though we say Yerusha on all of them, in other words, dinner the Mishnah, all these five Inuyim, Yerusha on all of them on Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink, you're not allowed to sticha, rub yourself, you can't wash yourself, you can't wear shoes, you can't have tashma shamita. Still, loy omru onus koris, elo ala oichol v'shoysa. V'yoysa malacha bovad. Only if you eat on Yom Kippur, or else you drink a shear on Yom Kippur, or eat a shear, or else you do a malacha. If you do one of the lama test malachas, then you chayiv koris. Ma'ashenkein, just for these inuyim of wearing shoes or washing yourself, you're not chayiv koris. So you see, even though it says lashon of afal pi shomru asa bekulan, so it only says lashon of asar. And then later explains when there's a chayiv koris. So you see, you could say lashon asar, even though it goes on an isa koris. So Mara says, no, hachik kamam. This is what the Braisa means to say. Ki shomru asar. When the Mishnah said it's asar, loy omru ella bekechatzi shir. The din iser is only in a case where it's not shayach koris. When you only eat a chatzi shir, then it's only asar, there's no chiyuv koris. Avol kishir, ma'ashenkin, if you eat a shir on Yom Kippur, eat a slice of a date, or you drink the size of a mullah lugmav, onish koris, enech nami, the chiyuv koris for that. Now, the Bryce is telling us, the afal pi shayinus koris, even though if you eat or drink, you chayiv koris, and onish koris elo. That only if you eat or drink or do malachas on Yom Kippur, that's when there's a chiyuv koris. But the other inuyim, there is no issa koris. That's only yosser. And we spoke out of the machlokes rishonim, if the other inuyim are only yosser with the rabbonin, so it's mashma from Rashi, and from Tosha Shita, and the Ran brings down the Shita, no, it's even yosser with the raisim. Just the Torah gave it over to the rabbonin, that they have a right to explain to us, what is the tais when the Torah said, don't wash yourself. What's also by washing yourself? So the Rabbanan explained that only a washing of Hanor, but a washing stamp to clean yourself, that's mutter. That's where the Ran learns. Right? But I call upon him, chorus for sure you don't have by these inuyim of washing sich and yuchas sandal. The boy is saying another Torah says like this, ki ketoni osa ashara. You know why it says loshin osur? It goes on the rest of the cases. This could be a Torah to the Mishnah also. The reason why the Mishnah says Yom Kippurim Osir Ba'achilu B'shtir V'chitzu V'sichin Yuchas Sandal, the reason why it doesn't say Onus Koris, because it wants to say one Lashon that applies to all of them. And since for Rechitza and Sichon Yuchas Sandal there is no Chiyuv Koris, that's why the Mishnah only says Lashon of Osir. In other words, Osir is not only going on Achil and Shtir, it's going on all the cases. So on the other cases there's not Koris, that's why the Mishnah Sam says Osir and not a Chiyuv Koris. The Tona Rabba Rav Yosef Bishar is Sifra de Beirav. By the other Svarim, he's not only Sefer Vayikra, and the Pashas Bamidbar, and the Pashas Devorim, that Minayin, how do we know? Liyoy Makipurim, She'ose Berechitza, Besicho, Veninos Asandom, or Betashma Shamita. How do I know these things are also on Yom Kippur? Talmudim, the Apostle says, Yom Kippur, Shabbos Shabbosoin. So we dashin Shvus. That Shabbosoin means there's an Issa to rest, and Shvus means that the Rashi learns, that's Rashi Shittam, that these are only us in the Rabbonin. That with the Rabbonin, they made certainly Surim of a Shavuos, it's like an Asmachta, from this passage to make the Yisra. And Rashi says, Shabbosim, the Gabi Inuksiv, again to give yourself pain and not to have enjoyment. The Chihecha, the Shabbosim, Ho Amabi Shabbos, Asam Chubei Rabbonin, Shar Malacha Shloihoye Bemishkon, Viyena Malacha Gemura, just like by the Yisra Shabbos. Midrabbonin. There's a lot of things that's also Mishum Shvus. As the Rabbonin, now let write on Shabbos, there's Nisr Shvus. No, not writing. Now do Nekach HaMemcha, there's Yisurum HaShvus Midrabbonin. His Hochinami Shabbos and Gabi Inui. That's what the Pesach says by Yom Kippur, it's supposed to be Ma'ana, put yourself in pain. It says Loshon of Shabbosin. Tehsiv Shabbosin Hu Lachem, V'yenisim Asnach Yoseichem. Is Lohoysef Al Inui Achilu Shtiyo Kosi. It comes to include more things than just eating and drinking. What else is asur? Midrabbonin, there are other things that are awesome. Midrabbonin is asmachtiya to asur other things. What? That you can't wash yourself, you can't rub yourself, you can't put on shoes, that has leaven, you can't have tashma shamita. That's Rashi Shita, that these things are only asur midrabbonin. According to the Ran Shita, this will be the asmachta why the Rabbonin has a right to explain what the Torah meant to add. The Torah meant to say that there's more renewing than a asur, and it's like a asur midraisum. Just the Rabbanan are coming to explain what the Torah means to us. Right, Gufa, before we learned, that Chatzi Shira Tzalach Loikis. whenever you come to eat a half of the kezias of a chazir, is it osim midiraisa or not? Rabbi Yechonon Amar osim min haTorah. Yes, it's osim midiraisa. You don't get malchus, but it's osim midiraisa. Resh Lakish Shoma mutim min haTorah. It's mutim midiraisa. What's the machlokes? Rabbi Yechonon Amar osim min haTorah. Esvara kivu nechazal litzterufei. Since when you how do you eat a kezias? How do you eat the shear of a kezias of a chazir? You start eating a little bit at a time. You eat a little bit, then you eat the rest of it. So it's a svara in the little beginning of it, that first chatashir was also awesome in that terum. Because from this little chatashir, you could eventually come out to eat a whole shir. That's a svara the Torah even after the beginning of the shir. So therefore, chatashir, since it's chazi, that's the roof of him, it's able to add one and one and one till you get to a full kezayis. Therefore, it's isura kochum. Even the beginning of what you're eating is also awesome. Resh Lakish Shama no mutu min haTorah. Achilu amar rachmona. Torah says lashon of loy teichal. Don't eat. Eating means a shear of a kezayis. Svaleka. And now that you only ate a chatzi zayis, the size of half of an olive, you put them in the raisa. That's what Lakish is for. So Eisvei Rabbi Yechon of Resh Lakish. Rabbi Yechon has the kasha to Resh Lakish. With the brayse it says like this. Ein li elo kol she yeshna boinish yeshna bazara. Hayom the Torah says by chaylev two things. You're not allowed to eat chaylev. Turns to lashon kol chaylev. You're not allowed to eat. Like Rashi says, kol chaylev shor v'kesev veiz loy toichlu. You're not allowed to eat it. Harei azora. V'somuchlein. Right after that, the pasuk says in Onish, ki yichol oicha chaylev min abheima is nichrasa. You get karis. So Torah says two things. There's a lav not to eat chaylev, the treifa fats, and if you eat it, you chayev karis. So I only know in liyelo kol sheyeshnim be onish, yeshnim be azora. Kfi. How do I know a kvi that's a suffix, whether it's a behemoth or a chayim? We know the loch is by a behemoth, the chaylev, the chaylev is also, there's nis of the fats. Mashenkin, by a chayim, all the fats are mutter. A kvi pushes an animal that's a suffix to us if it's a behemoth or a chaylev. How do we know that we're not allowed to eat the chaylev of a kvi? Hu adin the chatishir. How do I know you're not allowed to eat a chatishir of chaylev? Hoyo v'yena b'yonish. Since you don't get chorus. Because pshita, by koros, you have to have a kezayis. You have to have a shear. So yochel, I would think, ain't the yazora, who are then, there's no lav either. Like if you eat chaylev, a chati shear, there's nothing wrong with your isa. That's what I would have thought. Talmud Reim, the pasuk says no. Kol chaylev. Pasuk says kol chaylev. By lashon of achila, it says kol chaylev le'teichel. So it's coming to include any type of a chaylev. Means even a chati shear of the chaylev is also wasat eat. So chot sarai, to Rabbi Yechanan. It's a rare that even a chatzi shear of chaylev is also teat. So what does Resh Lakish do with this? And for the Gemara, midirabonon across machta b'yalma. Resh Lakish holds no, it's only an issue midirabonon here. And either we dash in a posik, is it a smachta b'yalma? From the smachta we say this. But really midiraisam, chaylev is only also if you eat a kezayis of chaylev. If you eat a chatzi zayis of chaylev, it's only also midirabonon. So the kasha good taste this, so according to Rabbi Yechanan, the chorus mashma, how does Rabbi Yechanan know chatishir was awesome in a Torah? From this pasuk. It says kol chaylev. Mashma, any part of the chaylev is awesome, even a chatishir of the chaylev. And before the Gemara said, Rabbi Yechanan says a svarim of chazlet terufei. So chorus not a pasuk, it's a svarim of chazlet terufei. That's what taste says, top taste is. Hey, stamily, amaylai koma mitayim adem esomach, the kol chaylev, the rabbi's chatishir. So what do you have to say now is svarim that a chatishir is also because it's chazal terufim. It adds up like you could put two together. You can combine the first chatizayis with the next chatizayis. He has a pasuk. V'yeshlem ulochi yitzchok l'Rabbi Yechon l'frushay haytayma mishumdim mekro dechol keder haveminah ikakro lekvi yitzchok mechatishir m'drabonin v'yasamcha kro. In other words, you need both things together. You need a svara to say that it's included in the pasuk. Without this svara of chazal terufei, I would say the pasuk of kol chaylev only comes to say even a kvi, even an animal that's a suffix to us. If it's an animal, if a behemoth or a chaya, there's also the isur not to eat the chaylev. So that's all the pasuk means. I wouldn't know it also means a chatishir. So since I have a svara, because it's terufain, the svara tells me now that it's even included in the drasha of this pasuk. So now, from kol chaylev I know, it includes chatishir. Resh Lakish says, no, it's only in esmach, it's only in the rabbonin. So Gemara says now, Hochinami mistavrit. It's a good svara. We understand Rosh Lakish svara very good. The sakwa daitzach. The rice. If you want to tell me now, this drasha of kol chelev that includes even a kvi and a chatishi is also in the rice. For the Gemara, kvi sveikahu is itzra krol yisuya sveikum. His davimina is a kvi is a type of an animal that we're in doubt. What din does this kvi have? Is it called a behema or is it called a chayim? So we have the suffix, but the Abisha doesn't have the suffix. And Kodesh Baruch Hu knows clearly what it is. So Nechura doesn't pass the Torah Shetzei Yishno. A kvi, you're not allowed a new pasuk, you're not allowed in Yitzchelev. Pshita, like Midat Torah, the right there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. If this animal is a behema, so about you allowed to eat. If it's a behema, you're not allowed to eat the chelev. If it's a chaya, you are allowed to eat the chelev. It's only we that don't know what it is, so we have a suffix, we don't need it. For it doesn't say that Torah comes to teach us by a suffix it's also. Like by the Yebishu, there's no suffix. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows clearly what it is. Samara says no. Ra'im ishim ha la'iri. For this alone, this wouldn't be a kasha. I'll tell you, Pshan, this rice is, Kasova, this man the Yom holds, Kvi is buried from the Yatzmahi. Kvi is not the Pshat, it's an animal that we have a suffix what it is.